Today's daf is daf and bay, so let's take it from around 10 lines down. We got pretty far yesterday to the two dots. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah Maisa Bechamesh Nashim. Talking about the situation where the person was trying to marry all five women at the same time. Two of them were sisters. And in that situation, it was where he was using a basket of figs that was of Shvis and was owned by, was their own fruit, was their fig. So unclear what exactly was going on. So Gemara says, Amar Rav, Shma Amina B'masnisin Arba. So the Mishnah is trying to teach us four other halachas throughout the Mishnah. That was the reason for the Shvius and then taking their own figs. V'nakit Rav B'yodei Tlas. And Rav only knew three of them. He only taught three of them, even though there was a total of four halachas learned from this Mishnah. So what were they? Shema Amina number one is HaMekadesh B'peirush Shvius Mikudeshus. A person who uses the fruit of Shemitah year can get engaged through those Peirush Shvius. What's the chiddush there? So if you look Rashi around 10 narrow lines up, Rashi says HaMekadesh B'peirush Shvius Mikudeshus. Below Amrinan, we don't say La Mamona Dezocha Benina. We don't say it's not your Mamon. It's Hefker. No. Ella, what we say is Kaven Zezochaba Hen Mamonahu Lichaldavar. Yes, during the year of Shemitah, all the fruits of farmers are considered Hefker. It's ownerless, but the moment that I pick it up, it becomes my fruit and it's my Mamon. I have to own the money that's being used. That's why they always ask under the Chuppah, the Masada Kedushin says, did you buy this ring with your own money? And he says, yes, I bought the ring with my own money. Because you have to own the money, the fruit, the ring that's being used to do the Kedushin. So that's the Chiddush, that even though it's initially Hefker, the moment you pick something out of Hefker, it becomes your Mamon. Inami, says Rashi. Another halacha that can be learned from this very line here is Delo tema la'achla amar achmana v'lo l'davar acher. There's a pasuk says la'achla, you have to eat shvius, pair of shvius, you have to eat. It's for eating purpose, la'achla. And the Gemara many places says la'achla v'lo l'schor, but you can't use it for business. So maybe one could think v'lo l'davar acher, you couldn't use it for kedushin either. Kamashman, you're allowed to use this for kedushin. Now Rashi doesn't tell us why you're allowed to use this for kedushin. He just says you're allowed to. L'chor, you shouldn't be able to. So, if you look at Tosos says, HaMekadosh B'Peirush Shvius Mekudeshes, he first quotes Shitas Rashi, Peirush B'Kunchus. Then if you go down three lines in that Tosos, he says, Inami. He gives the other explanation of Rashi, but explains a little bit more. Inami, why does Peirush Shvius work for Kedushin? He says, Inami, Yesh Lefarish Daf Agav Dasar L'Kenos B'Hem Chofet, even though you normally can't use Shmita fruits to buy something. It actually just came up a few times. People bought fruit accidentally from Costco, or at one point Gomer Glatt was selling oranges from Israel that was possibly Shemitah fruit. So then once you buy them, are you allowed to return it back? That might be considered schor. You're reselling your fruit back to Costco. Is that considered a resale, or is that considered just a return, in which case it's not considered, you're just undoing the initial mekach? That's the shaila that came up. But if you have Peirush Shvius in your possession, you're not allowed to do mechira. K'dichsiv v'lachla, and the drush they make is l'achla v'lo l'schara. You can't do business. So what do we say? Hani mile says tosos l'chachila. That's only l'chachila when it's not allowed to. Aval b'dievet, if someone bought accidentally, b'dievet, it's a good sale. Hamekach kayim. V'chein gavi isha b'dievet mekudeshes. So Tosos says only b'dievet it works. It sounds like from Rashi and the Gemara that l'chachila a person is allowed to use Peirush Shvius for kedushim. Tosos says it only works b'dievet. So, okay, fine, that's the halacha. So that's number one, Shema Amina, we learn from this Mishnah. Back to the Gemara now. Shema Amina, the second halacha we learn from here is Kidsha Begezel Eina Mekudeshes Afilu Begezel Dida. So we say from here that a person steals someone else's fruit, and then I try to marry someone else using that fruit that I stole, and even if I'm trying to marry that same person who I stole from, afilu gezel dida, it's not a good kedushin. Now the havamina would be is because it's a concept of kinyanei gzela. When I steal something, it's something called kinyanei gzela. It's a whole discussion, baba kama. When I steal your object, I own it to a certain extent. I'm responsible for anything that happens to this chayfet. So one might think, since there's such a concept as kinyanei gzela, I own that which I stole, I could even use it to marry. We learn from this Mishnah that you cannot use davar, something stolen, to get married. How do we know this? Mimai. Midikasani shelahen haisa vishel shviz haisa. Why am I allowed to use these peros, these figs, to marry? Because it was theirs, and it was also Shemitah, it was both of them together. So we're making a diak. Taima de shviz de hefker hu. Only because it was hefker, Had the Shar Shanei Shavua, had it been any other year, and it was there, lo, it wouldn't work. It only works that I'm taking their fruit because it's Shemitah, because it's not really their fruit. It's Shemitah, your Tefker. But any other year where it wasn't Shemitah, if I were to take the Shalahen, their fruits, and try to marry them with their fruits, it wouldn't work. That's the second Kamash Malam. The Kinani Gezela does not work for these halachas, for a Kedushin. And then, Shema Minah, that a woman, the guy tried marrying all four, five women, he gave it to one of them to represent the others. So we see that one woman can make another woman into a shliach, even if that means that they're going to be co-wives and there's going to be competitors with each other, the shlichus still does work. Says Rashi, afil b'makum shenasas latzara, when it comes to a woman testifying about someone's husband died, we normally trust a woman for Eidus Isha. That your husband died overseas, you could get married. But if it's the tsara, the co-wife that says your husband died, we don't trust her. So even though normally we don't trust a tsara for Eidus, when it comes to Shlichusa, says Rashi Mia, Kevin de Avde Avde, once she appointed her Shliach. So we trust that she was appointed a Shliach. And that works. So, fine. Okay, so then the Gemara. So that's the three Shema Minas. So one of these Shema Minas is very, very interesting because we see from here that the halachas of Shemitah apply even to women. What's the Chiddush? Sefer Chinuch says that Shemitah applies to women as well. So Minchas Chinuch says why? Shemitah is a mitzvah aseh, shazman grama. Women shouldn't be obligated in keeping the mitzvah Shemitah. So he explains, Minchas Chinuch says, if you say that Shemitah is hafkasa de malka, where it's, the Gemara Bava Metzia says, where it's not up to the person, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the land hefker. So in any land, no matter who owns it, is mamash hefker. But if you assume like others, like the Yireim, that there's actually a hafkasa, the gaver, that I have an obligation to be makdish my land and mafkir my land, so then women should be pater from the mitzvah Shemitah. So how do we learn from here that women are chayv in Shemitah's ksafim?
Shemitah's say also, isn't
there not say? I mean, it's a losa say also.
Losas. Right. That's what I thought then, yeah.
No, I think it's only losas say when it comes to loigos, when it comes to the issue of Shemitah's ksafim. I don't know if there's a losas, I don't think there's a losas say for Shemitah's karka. So why they chayv? It admits aseh shezman grama. So Minchas Chinuch says one answer is because once Shemitah kicks in, once a fruit is Shemitah, perish Shemitah, Shvius, it's utterly olam. So Minchas Chinuch assumes that there's a big machlokus how zman grama is defined. Is it mean zman is garimit? Or is it because whenever it's limited in time? So he assumes it's the limit in time. Shemitah's Pseiris is not limited in time. Once the Isser kicks in, it's Aser Li'olam. So that's why it applies. It's not qualifies as a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. The other answer Minchas Chinuch suggests is that a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama is only applicable when it's a Mitzvah Begavra, Begufo, and the person themselves like Tefillin or Tzitzis. But saying that's not on the Gavra, but even though it's a Chiv on me, but it's actually on Peros on something else, that is not considered a Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. Okay. Either way, those are the three Shema Aminas we learned from this Mishnah. Again, one is you can use Perish Shvius to do Kedushin, you can use stolen objects to do Kedushin, and that you can appoint a Tzara, a co-wife, to become a Shliach. The fourth Shema Aminah, which Rav didn't say, is the Idach, the fourth one is Mahi, Kedushin Shein Masun Labiyah. That whole discussion of yesterday, with Kedushin is not going to be Masun Labiyah, will that be considered Kedushin or not? That's the fourth halach we learn from here. So then that's the question is, why not V'nechshvei? Why didn't Rav count the fourth Shema Aminah as well? Why did he only count three of them? Because Mishum de Masaf Kalei Ika Bai Ika Rava. Rav wasn't sure how to paskin. Was it like a Baye or Rava? The whole discussion of yesterday. So since he wasn't sure how to paskin, he didn't want to get involved in that. So he only taught three of the Shema Aminahs that were clear and not the fourth Shema Aminah that wasn't clear. Gemara says, Kisalek Rav Zera, when Rav Zera left to from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, rather.
Even on this last one, it's really, it's not... It's much more how you understand the case than how you.
Hey, Paskin.
You understand because according to the one who says Kiddushim Nasim Debia, he understands the case in a different way. There was one Leacharzeh and then one is one together. So
I guess the question was he wasn't sure how to interpret the Mishnah.
He didn't want to get involved into how discussing the
right
case.
Okay. Either way, I think it's a similar idea.
Right.
So Gemara says, Kisalek Rebbe Zera. When Rebbe Zera left, Amr Lah Shmaisa Kamai Rebbe Yochanan, he said this whole halacha, this whole discussion of the name of Rav in front of Rebbe Yochanan. And Amr Lay, Rebbe Yochanan responded back to Rebbe Zera, Mi Amr Rav Hachi, does Rav really hold this way? So does he really hold this way? So and the Gemara in terms of which halacha. So Rashi says, didn't say which one this is, but then before we explain, who lo amar? Does Rabbi Yochanan himself not hold this way? Before Rabbi Yochanan is challenging Rav, how could he say Rav? How could Rav say this? Rabbi Yochanan himself does say this. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? V'ha amar Rabbi Yochanan gazel v'lo nisai shua bailim. The person steals, and the owners are not miyayish. They still have hope. They're going to retrieve back their objects. Shneim einim yichalim l'kaktish. Both parties, both the owner, the nigzal, and the gazlan, both cannot use the money and cannot be maktish. The gazan can't use it because it's not his. The nigzal was never miyayish. So even though I stole the object, it's not mine yet. I can't be maktish. And the nigzal who lost the object, he can't be maktish because it's not in his possession. It has to be physically in his rishus. So we see even Rabbi Yochanan holds that if somebody steals an object, you can't perform kedushim. So how come Yochanan is challenging Rav for saying this if he himself says this as well, that gezel cannot be used for kedushin or hektish? So the Gemara says, no, what Rabbi Yochanan was asking was, I know what I say, Rabbi Yochanan. I know that I say, gazav lo nishaisha bailim lo ya enum yichol hektish. But hachi kamarle, mi amar Rav kivasi? Does Rav also hold like me? He didn't know that Rav also agreed to him that if someone steals an object, that both parties, the gazlan and the nigzal, cannot be maktishit or cannot use it for kedushin. That was his question. Okay. So either way, now we see Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are both in agreement. This is a large discussion in Baba Kama. There's a discussion here in Tosis about this whole concept of Gazav lo nisaisha bailim. Gemara now says at the bottom, asks a question, Meisivei. Kitcha begazel, begazel, bechamitz, begneva. A person performs kedushin using something that was stolen. Gzela means stolen in front of the person. Right, the Gemara quotes the pasuk all the time, and Rashi quotes the pasuk all the time. Veigzal es achavis. Right, Yeah, veigzal es achanis. The pasuk there refers to gzela when there is a brazen act of stealing in front of the person, in front of the nigzal. Chamas is what Rashi says, two lines up. Rashi says, Chamsan, Yahav Dmei, Al Karchel Shabal Chavitz. Chamsan, the Gemara Bab Metzia talks about in the first parak, when you give money, you force a guy to sell something, that's a sale, but it's really a type of gzela. And then Gneva is when a person steals something in secret without the person knowing. So a person does any of these, and he tries to perform a kedushin with any of these types of gzelas. Oh, shechotav salam yada, or he takes a coin from her hand herself, and kitcha, and then gives it back to her. Salacha is mekudashes. All these cases is a good kedushin. So we see here that gzela actually does work for kedushin, while above we said it doesn't work for kedushin. Hasim begazal didei. Now there's talking about where it's her own stolen thing. Says Rashi, Bigazal Dida, came into Kiblisa Achilse. We're talking about where he stole from her herself in front of her, and she was mochel. Okay, you could keep it. She was Nisiyai, she was mochel, and then now it becomes his, and then he can marry her. That's the case of this Bryce that we brought in, where she was mochel on the thing. So then the Gemara says, how could that be? Hamitakatani Sefer, from the Sefer that says, oh, Shechot of Selam Mishalah, that the last case is where you took from her. So therefore implying that Mechlal Dereisha Begezel Da'ama. The previous case of Kitcha Begezel Bechamas Begneva is talking about where you stole from somebody else, and then you're trying to marry her. There was no Mechila by stealing from somebody else. So Gemara says, no, Perusha Prusha Kamifarish. This price is all one discussion where we're explaining. Kitcha Begezel Bechamas Begneva, you steal, you do Chamas, you do Gneva from somebody. Kate said, how does it work? When you stole from the woman herself who you're trying to marry, so then she's mochel, that's the only case that it works. But the previous discussions, where we said gzela doesn't work, that's where you're stealing from another person and using that stolen object to marry a different woman. So then the Gemara says, going on to the top of Amud Beis, no Amud Beis now, V'hamasnitzin de gazel dida. Isn't our Mishnah talking about where he stole from her? That was the case. Shelahenet said, you're taking her figs away and become a Rav Ein Mekudeshes. And Rav says that it only works because it was during the year Shemitah where those fruit were Hefker. But had it been during any other year where there was no Shemitah, taking her fruit wouldn't work. So we have a stira. When you take her food, her money, and try to marry her with it, Rav says it doesn't work, but we just interpreted this brisa above that we say it does work. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, this is not a problem. Ha deshadech ha delo shadech. when it does work, our Braisa where it says it works is where there's a previous discussion. They were talking, they were shiduchin, they were dating, they were getting married. So then she knew he was taking her money. She was mochel b'davar. This was going to be her future husband. But going over to a random person that shook and stealing her money, where there's no previous discussion of shiduchin, that certainly won't work. And that was our discussion above of Rav learning from our Mishnah that gezela doesn't work for kedushin. Okay, the Gemara now says, "Ahu isisa." There's once a woman to have a kamishai kari b'mishilchot. She was placing her legs in some buckets of water. She was soaking them, demayo, buckets of water. Asahu gavre chatav zuzay. A man comes over and grabs mechari, takes money from another guy. V'shadilan throws it at her. Amarla, he says to this woman, "Mikachili, marry me." So asahu gavre lekame dirava. So they wanted to know, is this a good kedushin? He stole someone's money and married her. Amar les lechashla. We're not concerned with the Rabbi Shimon. Damar stam gzela yish b'ilam havi. Rabbi Shimon holds when there's a stam gzela, if I go over to a person and steal it brazenly in front of his face, so he's going to be miyai. She said the guy is so strong, he's willing to steal from me in front of other people. There's no way I'm ever getting that money back. There's yish it right away. If there's yish, that means I own it. I can get married with that money. It becomes mine. We don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore, in this case, there is no yish, and it's not a good. It's not my money, and therefore, it's not a good kiddush. Gemara records another Maisa. Hahu Arisa, there's once a sharecropper, the Kaddish B'muza D'Shamche. He was using some of the leftovers of, what were they making here, a beer. And using the leftovers of all, whatever, I'm not sure, probably from dates. They used to make beer from dates.
Onions.
Onions, okay. Okay, where is this one?
I'm turning from Arts.
Oh, Arts, okay, oh, you're an Arts, okay, fine. So he I see Rashi says that. He had a... he had a handful of onions in his hand. Also, the Kamidi Ravi went to Rava. Amarle man achalcha. Whoever is mochel to you that you could use this, you're working for the farmer. Who gave you? Did the farmer give you the rights to take this handful of onions? So it doesn't work. Honey, mili bemuza. It's only bemuza, which means what? It's a large handful, which you weren't able to tell how much was there. Aval kisha. If it's a kisha, which Rashi is an aguda. A bundle, a certain amount. Rashi says, "Avakisha aguda shader chayerik lios mischalik beagudos v'chol agudos in shavus." Every bundle was made equal. Im natalti achas tolata achas. So then says the Gemara, "Avakisha matzi amarla." Then the sharecropper could say, "Anashakli kisha shakul ad kisha." Kisha kikisha. Then is a sharecropper that used to split things. So if you take a handful with unknown amount, so then you have no right to just take a handful, not. The farmer not knowing how much was there. So then you have no right. But if I'm taking an exact bundle, so I take a bundle and you take a bundle, so then you're able to, I have a right to that exact bundle, then since that bundle becomes mine, I am allowed to use this to marry another woman.
So the first is because he wasn't defined how much he took.
Exactly. The Baal Bais was never mochel on how much, just a big lump, a bundle, a big bucket of onions, that was never a mochel to him. So then the Gemara says, "Ahu sarsa de kadish bepruma de shichra." Ah, that's the guy. I read the wrong Rashi. Says Rashi here, a certain worker, "Ahu sarsa." Rashi says, "Osa sheicha mitmarm." They used to make beer from dates. Shabal habayis lemachs sheicha, lemachs schar rather, to split the revenue. The chaveru b'mtsia. There's a discussion there as well. So after Rashi says, "Bepruma de shichra la'achar shiotziu mimenu hamashke." After you squeeze out the dates for all the date juice and the beers, so now I'm using the leftovers. So the worker wanted to use the leftovers of the dates and to marry somebody. So Asa Mara the Shicha, the owner of the beer factory, Ashicha, he finds the guy trying to use the leftover dates. Amaleh, my lo tesev mehai harifa. Why are you taking from these bad dates? You use the sharper, the more potent dates to marry her. So by him saying that, oh, use the better ones, seems to imply that he was mochel and he was okay with him using the leftover dates. So Asa Lakamid the Rava, they went to Rava to ask whether this was a good kedushin. Amar lo, Amar, we don't say Kalcha Eitzel Yafos El Linen Truma Bavad. The Baal Bais says, you should have went to the better product. That was only when it comes to Truma. Do we really think he was sincere when he said that it's a good Truma? When it comes to any other halacha, like here, the halacha of you should have used the better figs or better dates rather to marry, he didn't really mean that. Let's see what that means. The Tan in the Braisa says we have this Braisa a few places in Shas. Ketad. We may have even had it here earlier in the Masechta. No. It doesn't say here. So Ketad, we have in Bamatsiya now. Ketad Amru, Tarim Shulamidas, Chuma Sa Chuma. A person, let's say I went to someone's field and I took Chuma on his behalf without him ever pointing me, without me even telling him I'm taking Chuma. So the Lacha is, Hare, it's considered Chuma. Hare Shayarad Lutoch Sadeh Chaver. I went to my friend's Sadeh and liket, I collect some of the fruits.
I think it's bitmir, right? Truma
No, I think we're passing it's a good truma, no?
Here has a question.
I think it's asking, how
is
do we know? No, no, it is a truma, but how does it work? Well, what's the halachas of the truma actually working? So it says, Haresha Yarad Latoch Sadeh Chaver, if I go down to my friend's field, Velik, and I collect some of the fruit of the Tarim, Shlobashus, and I say this is going to be Truma for the Kohen without asking permission. Imchoshesh Mishum Gezel, if there's a concern of Gezel that I stole from him, I didn't have the right, then ain't Truma. So Truma, it's not a good Truma. But Ve'im Lav, if there is no concern of Gezela, he doesn't really mind, then Truma so Truma. So that's how it works. If there's no concern of Gezela, it's Truma. If there is a concern of Gezela, it's not Truma. How do I know? How do I know whether he's concerned of there being gzela? As follows, Haresha Baba Abayis, the farmer comes down and says,
What's
are you doing?
The guy just goes there?
Huh? Yeah. The guy goes down to the field and starts taking chumas. This is going to be for the Kohen.
No,
non-Kohen. The guy's a busy guy. He's busy running all his estate, so I'm going to go do him a favor. This is for the Kohen, this is for the Kohen, and start separating it. The farmer's checking.
The guy didn't say anything. Just on his own, he did that.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I have a funny mindset to this. Someone, person once, last summer said, I had the full rights to use his in-law's pool. During a certain time, it's all mine to use, not a problem. So I was using for a couple weeks. And then one day, the father-in-law comes out. He's like, what are you doing in my pool? I said, well, my chavrusa, and he told me I could use it. He said, okay, you could continue using it. It was extremely embarrassing for me. And later that day, I got an email from the guy. I'm so sorry. I thought he wouldn't mind, and he really doesn't want anyone using the pool, insurance reasons. So in essence, that's what happened. It was extremely mortifying experience. Anyway, so the guy comes down to his farm, and he finds that this guy is busy collecting his fruit. He's like, what are you doing in my field? Just taking these apples and giving them to the cohort. So how do you know whether or not it's gzela or not? So if Sahresha Baal Bais Umato, a Baal Bais comes down and finds Amarlo, he says to him, Kal Chaitiyafos, oh, what are you doing? You should have went to the better pool. You should have went to...
Going on the previous case.
So this is going on Shuma, and then we're going to connect it back to the case of...
Right.
So you should have taken the chuma from the better grapes. Why are you taking these grapes? So if he says that, Sim Nimtsu Yafos Man Chumasa Chuma. If you find that there actually are better grapes, so that means he was okay with this. He didn't really want the better fruits, but he was okay with the guy taking chuma. He didn't scream at the guy. So therefore, we say the fruits that he took now was considered chuma. Vim Lav. But if there were not better fruits, he actually did take the best fruits. Ain Chumasa Chuma. It's not a good chuma. Because he didn't really mean that. He didn't really want the best fruits. He just kind of was saying that he wanted the truma to be taken. But he wanted to make sure that the best fruits weren't really taken. But if Hayu Bailim Milakdin and Mosifin, but let's say the Baal says, you know what, let me help you out. He comes down to the farm and he says, let me help you start collecting. So then, Benkach, then again, Hayu Bailim Milakdin and Mosifin, Benkach, Chumasa Chuma. So then, whether or not they're better fruits or they're not better fruits, if the Baal himself, the farmer himself, is helping to collect the rest of the fruits for Chuma, then either way, that Chuma that the initial guy started taking was a good Chuma. Now, this whole discussion only applies to Chuma that we can make such a test of whether he was stealing or not stealing. Because some mitzvah is taking place. He has a mitzvah to give Chuma anyways. Aval hacha mishim kisufa hu David v'enu mekudeshes. Here, he sees his worker taking the leftover fruits, dates that he wanted to use. He didn't know what to say. He was embarrassed. People are embarrassed to say, stop taking my food. So he said, oh, you should have taken the better dates. He didn't really mean that. He said it because he was simply embarrassed. And therefore, the kedushin is not a good kedushin in the case of the leftover dates. Okay. Gemara says, the Mishnah tells us, HaMekadish Bechelko, Ben Kachi Kachi Min Kachi Kalim, Eino Mekudeshes. A person, a Kohen, is uses his chelik that he gets in karbonos, whether it's kachay kachim, such as a chatas, or whether it's kachay kalim, such as a shlamim, whatever chelik that he gets, his portion, if he uses that to marry a woman, eino mikudeshes, the kedushin is not good. The reason being is because it's not mamon, it's mamon gavoa, not mamon hedyo. The halacha is, when it comes to kedushin, even though you might have rights to use it, you have to own it as well. So same case as the ring under the chuppah. Even though the father may have given the ring to the son to use, I have the right to use it, I have permission, but it's not mine, I need to own it. So although the kohen has permission to eat from this part of the karbon, it's not considered his, it's mamon gavoa, not mamon hedyot. So therefore it's not a good kedushin. Then the Mishnah says, "B'maisa sheni," comes to Maisa Sheni, Bain Bishogi Bain Bemez, whether he accidentally used Maisa Sheni money, or whether intentionally he used Maisa Sheni money to marry a woman, the law is lo kidesh according to Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds all over Shas, several places, he holds that Mamon Gavoa, Maisa Sheni is considered Mamon Gavoa, and therefore can't be used for Kedushin, but Rabbi Huda argues all over and says, no, Omer Bishogi lo kidesh. If you did it accidentally, it doesn't work, the Gemara will explain why, but if you did it Bemez, it kidesh, if I willingly took my Maisa Sheni money to marry a woman, it works because Maisa Sheni, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, is Mamon Hedyo. And then the Mishnah says, when it comes to Hekdesh, B'mezid Kidesh B'shogeg Lo Kidesh, Divrei Rabbi Meir, if I intentionally took Hekdesh out, then it's a good Kedushin, because then once I do it intentionally, then there's the Me'ila removes it from the status of Kedushin, Hekdesh, it becomes Chulin, so I could use it. But if it was done B'shogeg, it still remains Hekdesh, so therefore the Kedushin doesn't work. That's Lafi Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'shogeg Kidesh B'mezid Likidesh, he says the opposite. And the Gemara is going to explain this Machlokas as well by Hekdesh. We'll leave this, a lot going on in the Mishnah. We'll ignore the aspects of Maisa Sheni and Hekdesh until tomorrow. The Gemara says that Neima Masisin Delok Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Our Mishnah said that all of the parts of the Karbanos, whether it be Kachi Kachim or Kachi Kalim, is not considered Kedushim because it's Mamon Gavoa. So that's against Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Desanya Umala Mal Bashem Lerabos Kachi Kalim Shehein Mamono Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Pasuk says when it comes to Halachas of Me'ila, so there's a Isser Me'ila of getting any Hana from Hekdesh. So not only is it Mamon Gavoa, if I get Hana from Mamon Gavoa, is it Asr, but even Kachi Kalim, which he holds is Mamon Mamona, which is Mamon Hedyo, which is my Mamon, even if I get Hana, if say I get Hana from the Kohen's Chelek of Kachi Kalim, let's say like this. When it comes to Shlomim, so we split up the different parts of the Shlomim, which is Kachi Kalim, some goes to the Kohen, some goes to the Baal. So does Rashi say which goes to which? Rashi explains that the Kohanim get the Chazay, the Shok, they get the chest and they get the leg, and the Baal gets the rest of the meat. So that is Kachi Kalim, and according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that's considered my Mamon. That's mine, that's Mamon Hedyo. The Gemara is in Kedushin talking about if I'm Mazik, that, or if he uses for Kedushin.
You were talking about the Kohen, about the person who brings the Shlomim.
Exactly. So the Kohen's eating these parts of the Shlomim. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, even though that part, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, is considered Mamon Hedyo, if a non-Kohen were to take that from the Kohen, there would be an Isser Me'ila. But we see either way, it's a Kohen, it's a Mamon Hedyo. Well, our Mishnah says it's considered Mamon Gavoa. So if you're Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Chora, you could use these parts to do Kedushin. Well, our Mishnah says you cannot use these parts for Kedushin.
The reason we say that he says is because of the concept that there is no Me'ila. Why?
He says the fact that you need to include it in Mila, it has a special inclusion.
Right.
Had it not been, the default would be it's not Mila.
Be right.
Because Mamon Hedyo, the special Lahashem includes it, that this too is considered a Mila.
Right.
But it's considered Mamon Hedyo, so Kedushin should work. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili is not the author of Mishnah. And Gemara says, no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Kikam Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Mechayim, he only holds Mechayim when the animal isn't Shechted yet, that's when it's Mamon Hedyo. After it's been shechted, lo, he agrees that it's then considered mamon gavoa. My time, ki kazachu mishuchan gavoa gazachu. Once you shech, the animal now becomes mamon gavoa, and even though the baal and the kohen respectively are taking certain parts, they're simply being zocha mishuchan gavoa. They have the right to eat that which is mamon gavoa, but it's mamon gavoa. You can't use it for kedushin, you're just allowed to eat it. And Dekanami, I'll bring you a raya for this. Dekatani ha mekadesh bechelko, bein kodesh bein kachi kachim, bein kachi kalim lo kichu shmamina. The Mishnah says you mekadesh bechelko, bein kachi kachim. The chelik, his chelik. Not when it says it doesn't say ha mekadesh. Rashi I think says doesn't say mekadesh bekachi kalim. It says bechelik. The chelik of the kohen only comes after the shechita. So our whole Mishnah is only talking about after shechita, implying Kodem Shchita Mechaim, then one would be able to use Kachi Kalim for Kedushin in accordance with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Fine.
That's according to everybody, Rabbi Meir.
Yeah, it sounds like everybody would agree to that.
What's happening is 7:30.
7:30, yeah. Let's do this Brisa though. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Lacha Ptiras Asher Rabbi Meir, after the death of Rabbi Meir, Amar Lehem Rabbi Yehuda, Litamida. Rabbi Yehuda says to his Tamidim, Ayikan to Tamide Rabbi Meir, Lekan. Don't allow the Talmidim or Rabbi Meir to enter in. Mipnesha kan taranin heim v'lo l'mod tarah heim baim elo l'kapcheni b'haluchos halachos heim baim. So they don't come to really ask halacha ma'aseh shalos. They come to just bother me and give me all these troubles. Don't let any of the talmidim. This is what?
The Rabbi Meir,
yes. Don't allow his talmidim to come in because they're very aggressive. So either way, dachak, they show their aggression, and dachak, tzumchas v'nichlas, tzumchas, a famous Talmud of Rabbi Meir, made his way in to the inner court of Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Lahem, kach shani li, so he says to all the talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda, shani li, Rabbi Meir taught me, ha-makadish b'chelko, bein kachi kachim, bein kachi kalm, lo kiddish, it doesn't work. So kach Rabbi Yehuda got very, very upset. Alem, he got upset about his talmidim. Who were the gatekeepers here? Amar Lahem, he says to them, lo kach amarti lechem, did I not already tell you, al yikantu mitamidei Rabbi Meir lakan, mipnei shekantarim heim, lo lulmo torah heim baim, elo lekapchein ba'alachos heim baim? He's just bothering me. It's not halacha lemaisav, because he asked v'chiisha be'azar minayin. How in the world could a woman walk into the azara? She's not allowed to walk into the azara. And the moment you take kachik kachim outside the azara into ezes nashim, it's p'kassel. So you can't even use it anymore. So what kind of question is this? Look at Rashi. Rashi says around 8 lines up, v'chiisha be'azar minayin, the katani kachik kachim. V'arei im yotzim chutz la'azara. If you take the kachik kachim outside the azara, afilu ezes nashim, heim nifsalim b'yotze, they're p'kassel. The nashim ain't a nichnasas la, and they can enter into the azara. Kiditznan ba'avos hatumos b'perikam the maseches kelim. So, what kind of question is this? This is an impossible question. Get him out of here. So says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yomu Meir Shachav. People are going to start saying Rabbi Meir died. Yehuda Kass. Yehuda is a big. He gets angry, and Yosi Shasak, I'm going to be quiet. I can't just sit back and do nothing. I need to say something. Divrei Torah matei alei. What's going to be with the Torah? Rabbi Meir died. He was getting angry, and I'm quiet. We're going to lose the Torah. So he explains the following. I have a very simple solution. Whoever said that the Ish is entering to the Azara, maybe a woman appointed a man to be her Shliach, and he's accepting in the Azara the Kedushin on behalf of this woman. And then, So, is it so hard to say that a woman won't appoint one thing is that a man might accept for his daughter. Number two situation might be where a woman appoints a shliach. And number three situation, let's say she'd push herself in the Azara anyways, even though it's an Isser, and she accepts a Kedushin, is it going to be an effective Kedushin? So I just created three situations, says Rabbi Yossi, where this would be a relevant question. Now, based on this Gemara about the Chi'isha Bazar Minayin, they talk about a whole discussion. Meir Rutenberg was very upset that in his time people had a minog that the women would be the sandik for their own child. This is the times of the Rishonim. He brings this Gemara as one of the rise that you can't bring a woman into the Azara, and same thing with the basic classes, that women shouldn't go into the Azara. So it becomes a whole larger discussion of bringing little girls into the shul, and shirum of women in the shul, and having a wedding in the shul, all these types of things based on this Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.